Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life. It's the 18th of February, 2026, and it's cold, it's overcast, and it's not as nice as the last couple of days that we've had. The last couple of days that we've had, we have been on the land doing stuff and filming for the Next English Couple. So this Saturday there will be an episode, which will be nice, and we've already started the one after that. Now, whether that gets out next, the following week, I can't tell you, because so much depends on the weather and what we're up to. But, you know, it's nice to be back doing stuff again. Anyway, today is a sort of admin catch-up day. Which we knew we were going to do anyway. We've got things to do, letters to post, books to post. I've got to go and get my brakes sorted on the van if I can. And then there's a number of other bits and pieces to do. So we thought, right, we'll have a day of that and we'll see how it goes for the rest of the week. I think Julia's out tomorrow. I've got to go and visit somebody and pick up some tiles. We want to make a little building because we're looking for a tractor. So we want to make a little shed or some sort of thing. And somebody's offered some tiles to us, which has been very nice, roofing tiles. So I think that will make a nice little roof for said tractor. So I want to pick those up and take them up to the land, which will be smashing. And then Friday and Saturday we're actually looking at some tractors. We've been in negotiations with a couple of people who have them, so we're going to go and have a look and see what we can see, and try and learn about things and then see what is going to be the best option for us. Obviously I don't want to spend too much money because we're on extremely tight budget, but I'm just emptying a box here of stuff because I need to put things in it. It's an ideal little box, which occasionally comes. The cat is all over the place because he wants to be fed, but he'll just have to wait for a moment because I'm doing the nudie doody. Well, I can feed him whilst I'm doing the nudie doody, but trying to tidy up the room because we've been in and out. There's a lot of just dumping stuff down, and of course the carpet needs a good wash, and so on and so forth. And this little box is handy for shoving a lot of these lotions and potions that we've been using whilst I have been ill, but they are spread all over the place. And I just thought it'd be nice to put them in a single container, which will clear the coffee table. We haven't been in the front room very much at the moment, mostly because it's been bloody cold. We're running out of logs, and we're confining ourselves to the kitchen because there's no point trying to... Well, we haven't got enough logs to do both rooms, if you see what I mean, before the next log delivery. So that is not a problem. I mean, when I was pretty much on my own, and Julia's been here helping me, of course, as you know, in and out, and over more evenings now, it's nice to have both rooms available to us and to be able to sit on the sofa and relax, obviously. But, of course, that comes with a price. It's when you heat yourself up with logs, because you've got to have two fires going. More books are going out today, which will be good. So let me just put those in a place where I can grab them. Go down to the post office. We found a lovely little post office en route to the land now, in a little village that we pass through, and so that's really nice. It means that we don't have to waste too much time going to the post office and then heading off to the land. We can do it en route, which made a lot of sense. I'm just tidying up, so bear with me as I just shift a few of these boxes about. Ah. So we've got more to show in the English couple, which is great. We were transplanting plants that were in the polytunnel into slightly larger pots, just growing them on a bit, and then we will get them in the ground when we've allocated certain places. There's so much to do, as you can probably imagine, when you have a little bit of land, especially when there's a lot of other brambles and all those other things in the way. But we will conquer it all at some juncture. We're slowly conquering it, and as long as we've got access now, as it seems that we have, to get up there. You know, I couldn't get up there because of my health before. But now that we can, it's now just down to the weather, really. And with the tractor, well, I've got to order large amounts of compost, topsoil, various bits and pieces. We need some more slabs, we need some more rubble, you know, various bits and pieces like that. And of course, that all needs to be hauled up the track. We've been using wheelbarrows to get up the track, and it's, you know, it's all on a rise, so it is quite exhausting, which is a bugger, as you can imagine. So we need some sort of strong vehicle, and we're looking at a caravan, and that will need to go up the track, and it's still wet, you see, it's still wet, so pulling things like that up and onto the land is, you just need something with a bit of heft. That's what we need. Sorry, just folding up a duvet, which we have to sometimes get ourselves underneath if we are sitting in the front room when it's cold, so that we can keep warm. It's very nice to have a little bit of heat, obviously, in these cold, cold days. But we are getting there. A chap called Michael Upstone has sent me his latest book called Energy Healing, A Holistic Strategy for Frequency Healing, Diets, Detoxes, Natural Remedies and More, it says on here. So that's really good. And he's also sent me what's called a Chan's Scanner. And that's a device, I haven't even looked at it yet, haven't had a chance, but I shall, I'll give it a bit of a promo in the show, in the video today. I think it's 9 o'clock now. I haven't quite worked out these bloody internet cards. I had a good deal on the first one I bought, which gave me access to the internet without having to worry about it, but the next one I bought must have not had very much data on it. It was a similar price, but the next one I bought, well, the first one lasted like 3 months or something. This one just keeps running out before the end of the month. Yes, I mean, I'm uploading videos, of course, which are quite hefty files to the YouTube, and I think that's probably what's happening. And then you have to keep topping them up. It's still cheaper than what I was paying when I was connected to BT, who, by the way, are being very cheeky. I disconnected from them a few months ago now, and I've been using this, well, I think from November, I think I unsubscribed from them and paid it off. They keep sending me bills as if I'm still using their service. Finally, I got an email saying, no, your service has now been terminated. But they said 30 days when I did it, and I paid the last one. Even then, I thought I was bloody cheek. But then they've sent me some more bills. Well, I'm not paying those. Who do they have to send them back and say, look, I'm sorry, the account was closed in November. You can bog off. I'm not continually paying. And then they decide, oh, there's a termination fee. You know, I'm not even in a contract. And they decide there's a termination fee of 18 quid. Well, they can whistle for that as well. I'm not paying all that. The thing about these bloody people is, you know, they do their terms and conditions. They all change. Well, I haven't signed anything since they've done new terms and conditions. And I was with them for like 20 years, maybe more. And originally those terms and conditions would be completely different. So I'm not paying it. Simple as that. They'll just have to whistle. What will they do? Take me to court, send a bailiff. I won't answer the door. And that'll be that. Done. I just, you know, these people are all, these big corporations are all, you know, bastards at the end of the day. They're absolute bastards. Right. So I'm keeping this short because I've got to go now and top up the internet and try and get some internet coverage so I can upload this and my video. And I've got a lot to do today. So, running around. So thank you very much for listening to this very short one. I apologise it's a very short one. But I will try and do a better one tomorrow because I've got a bit more time in the morning before I head off to pick up these tiles. So, anyway, all the best and toodle-pip for now.